now tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Follow us at Meds, Drinks, and Chill on Instagram. Yo, what's going on? You tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. I got a guest with me today, Quish. What's up?
What's going on, Mez?
Chilling, chilling. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. Welcome back to Charlotte. You said you only been here once before, right?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't even count that as visiting. I was here for like 12 hours, I should say.
In and out?
In and out.
You got a podcast, right?
Yeah, Woo Child, the podcast. Me and my co-host, KK, we have a podcast from Philly. Just two girls from Philly shooting the shit, talking about real life events.
Popping perks. You know, that's the misconception. Everybody.
No, it's so crazy because we were talking about that, too. Like, I didn't know perks was like a Philly thing. I thought people did perks all over.
Now, they do, but, you know, that's
it's real
it's synonymous
Philly,
to Philly, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't do no drugs. Say no to drugs. But now, me and my friend KK, we have a podcast, Woo Child, the podcast. I just came out here to support you, and I'm down here for an event, and I'm like, why not be on your podcast, show you some love?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Spread love the Brooklyn way.
That's facts. You've been a year straight, right, with the,
yeah,
with the podcast?
Yeah, we just reached a year, September 1st.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Where can I find it?
Everyone can find it on iTunes at Woo Child the Podcast, Spotify, Woo Child the Podcast, and SoundCloud, Woo Child the Podcast.
What about you? Where can they find you?
At I'm on Instagram at Quish, MOBQUEYSHMOB. All my handles are the same. I'm on Facebook. I'm not really on Facebook, so don't add me on Facebook.
I feel like older people just use Facebook.
Yeah, I don't want nobody adding me on Facebook either. It'd be too much. But I'm on Twitter as well, Quish, MOB on Twitter. So, yeah.
People still use Twitter?
Yeah, man. Twitter live.
Yeah.
Philly Twitter's live.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, Philly Twitter's like different.
Is that where it went lit with the, what was that, shooting?
Yeah. Yo, we were talking about that on our podcast the other day, like how, like, only in Philly will you see people, like, it's like a live shootout. People are outside recording that shit. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, it was a, like, families outside with their kids out there, recording a live shootout. That shit was crazy.
Nah, that's nuts.
But it wasn't even as deep as we thought it was. Like, on CNN, you would think that this dude was really out there airing cops out. What happened is they actually ran into the wrong house. Like, they had a warrant for the house next door. Yeah.
So they went to the wrong house?
Yeah.
Wow.
But the dude's still getting charged.
Nah, for sure, for sure.
But they had a warrant for the wrong house. So how do you think that's just going to turn out?
That's all bad. So, all right, so with the podcast, I just put out the season. It was 6 episodes. And the feedback I was getting was crazy. Like, random people just hitting me, DMs, just messages. And some people really be offended by what the guests will say. Like, have you ever had any of that going on?
All the time, man. Like, people don't agree with a lot of my views. Yeah. Like, they agree with a lot of things that KK say. But, I mean, it comes with the game. Like, you're either going to agree to disagree. So, in my opinion, like, all feedback is good feedback. Like, all, you know what I mean? They're talking about it.
Exactly. And they're still listening.
They're still listening. And, you know, it's not really a real show if everyone has the same opinion. So if me and you sitting here and we're agreeing on everything, like, no one's going to listen.
Boring.
There's no diversity in it. So, but yeah, people be on our page like talking about like, why y'all say this, why y'all say that. It is what it is. But do you feel any type of way when a person like?
Nah, I enjoy it. I told a few people who hit me back, like, I go back and forth with them as long as you can have an intellectual conversation and you hear me out. But what I'm saying, but most of the people who were mad, they were mad at what my guests were saying instead of what I was saying. Like, one of the girls who hit me, she was mad because the relationships episode with Asia, she said with homosexuality, she feels like it's a spirit in you, and which I totally disagree with. But, like, I feel you could be born gay.
Right. Yeah, I feel
it
that same way,
too, though.
It could
be a learned behavior. It could be.
I just think that, like, how I look at it is, like, I think about, like, men.
Yeah.
Like, how it's this big thing, like, you know, if a man's gay, it's like this big thing, you know, your family don't, like, your family will disown you or whatever.
Right.
So I think about, like, what man would want to be gay just because?
Yeah.
So I really do believe that, like, you're born gay. I believe that it is what it is. I don't think that there's nothing wrong with it either. Like, and I don't understand why people care.
I don't give a damn. Like, when I was
if
young,
you're
it was.
You're gay. I got, like, my little sister's gay, you know what I mean? Like,
But see, women, that's the double standard. We spoke about that in relationships episode. Double standards with men and women are totally different. Like, a gay girl, who cares? Like, nobody.
Men don't, like, because I don't care if the girl's gay or a guy's gay. It's more so men and black men at that.
Really?
Yes.
I never even thought about it.
Like, the.
Yeah, the double standard. Like, so you're saying men All right, so break it down.
How I feel is that, like, probably more so a black man would care if another black man was gay versus, like, me caring if, like, you know, we had a guest on here and the guest was gay. I wouldn't care. But I feel like mainly black men care. But I think that that's their own insecurities. I don't think that they were taught a lot of these behaviors. I don't think they were taught to, like, love. Like, we, as black people, we have a lot of shit that, you know, that's that happened fact. To us. Like, yeah. oppression and all that stuff. So I think our learned behavior is, like, because he's not like everyone else, that there's something wrong with him. No. Like, I had an uncle who we knew was gay since we were young.
Yeah.
Denied it forever, but we knew he was gay. Like,
yeah.
But that was our Uncle Jay. Like, he was Jay. He was gay and it was what it was. But I don't think anyone in our family ever really mentioned anything about it. And that's another thing. Like, if someone's gay, talk about it to your kids. Like, you got a son. Teach your son to love everybody. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Versus, like, knowing, like, okay, kids, because kids pick up on things. Like, kids don't know, like, all right, this guy's not the same. Like, he's a little different. And they won't, may not process it the same way, but they'll understand that, like, something's different about him than, like, per se, my dad. So
it's learned, basically, exactly. Like, the hatred in a sense.
So I feel like more so black guys... Yeah, I'm gonna take it there. Black men, black men are more offended by another guy being gay versus than a black woman is. Well, anybody that I'm around, because I think me and my friends, we're a solid team. Like, we don't care. I got a lot of gay guy friends. I got a lot of gay girlfriends. I grew up around girls. I played basketball my whole life. Like, I ran around, like, gay girls. People thought I was gay, so it was what it was. So.
Did that offend you when people thought that?
Absolutely not. Like, as a woman, no, I didn't care.
See, but for us growing up as a black man, if somebody called you, the two worst things you could be growing up in the hood was a rat or gay.
Right. For exactly. Why is that, though?
I mean, so that's one of
those. As a black man, why is that? That's why is just that one of the worst things
that was the game that was just given to me. It was learned.
I think being dirty is called worse than being gay. I feel like if someone called me dirty, I would be more offended than someone calling me dirty than being gay. No, I never cared about that.
But I think with being dirty, you could just take a bath and you'd be straight,
nah,
right?
Nah, because there's people from, like, back home. This one boy, I'm not even going to say his name.
Yeah, don't say no names.
He was known as Dirty So-and-So.
Yeah.
I still see him now and I still want to call him that. He's a different guy. He cleaned up, but I still want to call him Dirty Bull. Yeah. Like, so nah, once you're labeled dirty, you're dirty. Like, that's how I feel. So, but nah. And with girls, I think it's like, I've made out with girls before. I've done things that people would be like, oh, you know, but.
But see, guys can't get away with that. Like, you see how you and guys. That was cool. Like, nobody's going to judge you for that. Ain't no Nick, would you ever date a guy if he told you
he was
ever, you meet your nigga and he's like, yo, yeah, I used to make out with boys. You're going to be like, what?
There was an episode on Insecure about that.
I seen
that.
She
couldn't deal. I don't know. Like, I've never been in that situation. So I really try to have, like, an open mind about it.
And I asked that question to a lot of girls about that.
Yeah. I really try to have an open mind about it. I don't necessarily want to have that thought in the back of my head, like, yo, you out here bombing your homie. I just, you know, I try to have, like, really be like, nowadays, the more that I'm educating myself, I really try to have, like, an open mind.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You I haven't. Not that I know, that. But I think a lot of niggas be, like, gay on the low, so.
That's, speak on that.
I just think that there was a meme I was telling you about on the way here. Like, they were like, if women are not out here having sex as much as guys want to have sex, who are these men out here fucking?
Which is so fucking crazy to say.
Who are these men out here fucking? They niggas.
That's terrible.
Nah, they out here messing with their friends, so I feel like, I don't know. I do believe that, like, there's more down low guys than they appear.
Yeah. Even like with me, with the whole thing where I feel like you're born gay, which is...
I do feel that way, though.
Because me, I don't remember being at a crossroads like, oh, do I go gay or do I go straight? Like, I just always been attracted to women.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, at a young age.
At a young age. Mm-hmm.
I didn't come to know, like, do I go left or right? Like, it just was what it was.
And there are, like... situations where people have that, like, they have that in them. The only thing that I don't really understand about, like, and this may be, like, a little touchy, is, like, I understand the whole gay thing, but more so, like, the trans shit. I don't understand that. And, like, I be asking because I be wanting to understand it, like, because there's
I'm
one thing about
on
being gay, but then there's another thing about, like, wanting to be a whole nother gender. And I got a little cousin who I knew she was gay, but then now she just turned, like, she's, like, transitioning to a man. I still love her the same way, but I just be like, where the hell did this come from? And she was like, I'm more comfortable this way. Like, I'm more comfortable feeling like this. I'm more comfortable acting like this. I'm more comfortable. She takes the testosterone and all that stuff. And
that
I
has
just
to
never,
be something you're born with, though.
Exactly.
Like,
so I'm saying that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, but I don't understand that. Like,
me
but
either,
it's something inside of them that they don't feel like they're who they're supposed to be.
Right.
So, and I can only imagine, like, what it is to battle that demon inside, because society's telling you to be one way and you want to be a different way. So right. I don't know. It's scary out here, man.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think about that. We had a homie, Safa. I remember him. I ain't gonna say his name because I actually invited him to come to the podcast because I wanted to talk to him about it. Mm-hmm. And he was cool. Like we spoke back and forth. But when I told him, "Yo, I want you to come to the podcast so we could talk about sexuality. You know, homosexuality," he saw it and he didn't even respond. Then I hit him with the question mark. I was like, "Yo, what's up?" No response. So I'm like, all right, whenever he get comfortable to talk about it.
But why?
I also take some blame for that because we were cool. Like, mm-hmm. But the thing is, he had certain tendencies, but we would ignore it because when we go out, he would bag chicks.
Right.
He always had baddies with him. Like,
mm-hmm. And they do, though. Like, all my the best time. Friend, he does my hair. Baddies. Like, yeah. It be him and it be all the girls. So I don't understand why. Why don't guys like to hang out with guys who are
guilty by association is one of the main reasons.
That's some insecure shit. That's some insecure shit. Like, you are, like, Mez, I mentioned, you're probably one of the coolest niggas I know. Like, I be telling my friends, I'm like, yo, Mez is one of the coolest niggas I know.
Appreciate that.
So, if my friend around, you're solid in who you are.
Facts.
Him being gay is not going to offend you or bother you at all.
Not me personally.
Exactly. So, why does it bother other people?
All right, so, I'm going to tell you. So, that homie that I'm telling you about, right? Mm-hmm. Afterwards, he came out and we all kind of stepped back on him like, nigga. And this is, like I told you, we grew up, the worst things you could be are a snitch and
I'm telling
gay.
You, dirty's worse than all that shit.
But I'm talking about from how we right. grew up, you know yeah. what I'm saying? But also with those, you have to have some sort of proof. You can't just label somebody that. You mm-hmm. can't put that on a jacket and you don't right. have no proof on it. So he came out on his own and said it. So once he said it, he never told me directly. He told the homie that introduced us, like how, so we all fell back on him. And then, like, it just was, so one time, this chick pulls up on me this back in the day and she's like, yo, my homegirl wanna fuck with you. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, shit, shoot her my math or shoot me her math. Right. So we exchange and then I see shorty, but I'm not really feeling her. So I mm-hmm. curve it, right? So she kept trying to get at me, but I kept curving it. And then one time we was at A&T Homecoming and I run into shorty, right? Mm-hmm. But she's looking super good this time, right? So, you know, now you're like, oh, hold up, man. I was slipping. Like, right. So I'm on her, she's on me and she's like, yo, what took you so long to fuck with me? I was like, so, you know, I had to lie. Like, nah, I was just, yeah. She was like, I thought you was, you know, I was like, nah, what? She was like, I thought you was fucking with niggas. I'm like, what? And I was like, why would you think that? She's like, because you be with old boy. I'm like,
yeah.
And that shit really, really, made like, I didn't even, after that, you know, I wanted to pursue it. But then I was like, yo, fuck this bitch too. Like, guilty by association type shit. That'd and that really some, fucked
like,
with me.
That'd be like the ignorant ass girls though, like. Yeah. And back then, like, yeah, my mental was totally different.
Nah, but this is back
different.
In the day, like, it's
yeah,
early 2000s.
So, like, absolutely, yeah. So me, I don't even know what I would have thought. Yeah, absolutely. But now as an adult, nah, like, I don't.
Exactly.
You can hang out. Like, Josh be with all the guys. Like, uh-huh. all the guys, they dap him up. Athletes, everything. They dap him. They all mess with him. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't feel as though that's a big deal. But in Philly, there was this big thing, this guy. He dated a tranny. I don't know if you saw that, like this boy who ended up killing himself because the internet went crazy on him. This boy, he was like, yeah, I date, like, that's my girl, and none of y'all ain't gonna say anything to her. Like, he was really riding for her. She was a tranny.
Yeah.
So that, like, and then the video went viral. This mm-hmm. video must have been shot back in, like, the winter of last year, but it went viral recently. He ended mm-hmm. up killing himself.
Damn.
I don't know the details on it because right. they said he suffered from, like, you know, drug abuse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he was on Instagram claiming, he was a hood nigga, too. He was on Instagram claiming his girl. So is that gay because he's dating, is he considered gay because he's dating a tranny?
Technically, I don't because see to me like this is my opinion,
don't give me
right?
The politically correct
no, this is my opinion.
Okay,
I don't know. To me, yes, because it's a man dating a man because mm-hmm. you were born a man. But I guess in this time you're supposed to say no because it's now he's a woman. So
it's confusing.
You see, Malik Yoba just came out.
No.
From New York Undercover, you know who Malik Yoba is?
No, he did not.
Yeah, wasn't it Malik Yoba? If I'm not mistaken,
he came out.
Yeah, he was dating a transgender, and yeah,
Black Malik.
Yeah, Malik Yoba. He said Black Malik.
No,
yeah. Out the blue, I was like, what?
So I was like, you know, trying to do a little research on the boy who like killed himself. So yeah. I was like, well, did he kill himself from like the backlash? Because that's the right. thing. Social media makes things bigger than what it is. And people
For
are
sure.
so sensitive now with social media.
And I hate that.
Like, I hate it too. Like, you can't see anything without like computer thugs. And that's what it is, computer thugs. Because these people will never say anything to your face.
Nah,
like,
never.
Never. So when I was reading an article about like the boy, they're like, damn, y'all made him kill himself. But then he suffered from like years of like drug abuse. So it's like, did he really? And he was cool with like everybody in the hood knowing that that was his chick. He didn't care. He was still a hood bull, still had hood friends, still on the block, still doing what he did. But now all of a sudden it came out. Now he killed himself. So it's just like,
yeah, they're gonna pin that to that.
They did. Yeah. So that, but his girlfriend was just like, that ain't the reason why, because he was like beating her up.
Wait, his girlfriend?
Well, his
I was, see, that'd be confusing. I'm like, wait a minute, he had a girlfriend
but
too?
But I didn't know that this even like was out until like it started just going viral like 2 weeks ago. Like, oh, this boy killed himself over this girl, over like the backlash he received of dating a tranny. So then I was like, well, is that considered like gay? It is.
Technically,
it
to me, it is, because you're dealing with a man at the end of the day. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we sipping on Douce today too.
Douce and lemonade.
Yeah, well, I'm on the ginger ale. I can't mix nothing like acidic with
my
liquor.
Good. Shout out to my man Hov.
Oh, what you think about that? All that shit that people were giving him. Oh
man, I hadn't talked about this so much. I think Hov is a businessman.
Facts.
I think that, so like my opinion on it, I believe that in order to make a little bit of change, someone in the room has to look like us.
Yeah.
So I believe like in a no room full of white men can make a decision on black men and what they want and what they think that they should do. So I think that what Hov did was smart. I just think that he don't have media training. I think that his approach and the things that he's saying like come off wrong.
Right.
I think, because when he was like, we're past kneeling, I understood what he said. Like,
I understood exactly what he was saying.
Exactly. Like, we're past kneeling. Like, that brought attention to it. So what are we going to do moving forward? How can we create some change? But also, Hov is trying to, Hov is getting to a bag.
Facts.
So like, you know, they use, they, I feel like they, like it was like a use situation, a use situation. Like Hov getting paid from them, and they're using Hov to take a little bit of heat off the NFL, because the NFL was, you know, getting some heat
for sure.
Like, people were like boycotting and stuff like that, allegedly though, because I still know.
Now I heard their ratings went
really
terrible. Yeah,
last and somebody year. Like Hov can really create like some. He can persuade a lot of people to like change
for
their
sure,
minds.
Yeah.
So. I do believe that I believe that he went in there with good intentions, but I also believe that Hov is a businessman, and he told us this more than once. Like, I'm a businessman, not a businessman.
Exactly.
So, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. I don't think that if someone feels as though what Hov did is wrong, they're wrong. But I do believe that us woke people, we need to take a nap sometimes. Like, we need to go to sleep sometimes. Like, I be woke, but I'm like also like, you know, I can play both sides of the field.
Yeah.
Anytime someone does something that's considered not woke, they like sitting there trying to cancel them. You can't cancel Hov. He's the culture.
Nah, there's no way. Yeah.
You can't. Like, he's the culture. He creates the ways. Like, and I like seeing him at Made in America last week, because I was there. He was, Hov is just that bull. Like, he creates all the waves, all the vibes. I'm drinking Douce and lemonade because that was like his drink of choice there. And
Oh, really?
It's actually popping. Yeah. It was like Hov's Douce and lemonade. There's a couple like different other mixtures, but I like this one the best. So, how you feel about it?
I fuck with Hov the long way, like...
Same.
Yeah, so I understood exactly what he meant, because sometimes people take exactly what you say and try to dissect it, but it's like, what was his intent? Like, what was he trying to do? What was he trying to say? And then they took little clips of it and threw it. Like, yeah, but like, when you watch the whole thing, it's like, nigga, he's making sense. Like, there's steps you got to take.
Exactly.
When he kneeled, he had the awareness. And then where do we go from there? Like, people would... He got his check and then he's... We done?
Right.
No. We got to keep taking steps.
And that's true. People take a 30-second clip over, like, a 30-minute interview. Like, you take 30 seconds from an interview and then try to dissect it and make it seem like this man does not know what he's talking about.
Exactly. So. Like, right now, when you said, when we just talking about homie from Philly, and we was like, is
he
gay? Like, they could just take that small clip and then be like, let's cancel their podcast.
And they were, like, it was all over all the news outlets and all that. Man kills himself over backlash from dating transgender women. I'm like, yo, it's crazy.
Yeah,
and then,
and
like,
the
media will blow it up.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I don't know. I be having like this love hate relationship with social media though. Like,
I hate media, period. Like, that we can't, like, the TV, like, they literally control people. Like, for instance,
they do.
Yeah, like, when you always hear there's backlash, but when you go outside and talk to the average person, nobody be thinking about that shit. Like, they just talking about what they saw on TV, but they don't really be feeling no type of way. And if they do, it's based off of what they saw.
Right.
And they get, like, use your own brain in a sense. Like, do you really feel
people
offended?
People don't, though.
They
like,
don't.
People don't. Like, people have to go online to for their own opinions. Like,
right.
For me, when I saw that, and people may think I'm biased because it is Jay. So I went in there. So me and my friends are trying to, like, she was like, what's the difference in what Jay-Z did than what Kanye West did? And I talked about this on my podcast. It's the difference about, Amanda Seales had said a quote where she was like, it's the difference between joining a party and damn, I can't forget what she said, but it was basically like Kanye went there just to be a coon, and Jay-Z's like, you know,
he's trying to make change.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because what did Kanye do?
Nothing.
He went there, took a couple pictures.
Nothing.
And then. That's
but
it.
I think Ye is sick too.
He sure is. He gotta be.
Something's really wrong with Ye, but I don't think that we can compare the two. Like, you can't compare Jay-Z trying to create a little bit of change to Kanye West walking around with a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Like, the MAGA hat is disrespectful to our culture, and how is that cool?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, people were just really sitting here trying to compare them as though they are the same. And that's where I was like, nah, I don't think that's the same at all.
It just sparked a thought when you said that, like, have you ever had guests? Like, I've heard of a bunch of your episodes. I don't think I heard one with a guest.
We had three guests.
In the whole year, you've only had three guests?
Yeah.
All right, so sometimes, like, when I have guests, this is just to clear it up for some of my audience, because I kept hearing, I had a lot of feedback of people asking me, how do I agree? Sometimes, like, I'll hear somebody out, and if they say something and I want them to dig deeper, instead of just saying, like, dig deeper, I'll play devil's advocate.
Right.
And people are like, well, how could you feel that way? I'm like, I don't feel that way.
I'm just asking.
And there's certain ways in conversation to make somebody go deeper in conversation.
Correct.
So my DMs have been lit. Like, don't get it twisted. I definitely love the feedback. Like,
right.
I appreciate y'all. Hit me in my DM. Leave comments on iTunes, Spotify, whatever.
Absolutely. That means a lot when people comment on, like, those platforms and stuff like that. But I like the feedback because it shows that people are thinking.
Exactly.
People don't think and use their own brain.
Yeah.
So if they're disagreeing with my opinion, I want to know, like you said, I want you to dig deeper. Tell me
exactly.
Why. Why do you feel that way?
Yeah. Because me and Sci-Fi, we go back and forth. Sometimes I come with a certain opinion about something and he'll tell me something. And I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't even look at it in that light. And vice versa. Like,
right.
And that's what healthy dialogue is. Like,
absolutely.
Leave your feelings to the side and literally talk about this shit. Like, put it on the table. And then it's okay, too, if somebody brings up a good topic and you're like, oh, shit, I didn't even think about that one. And you might change your opinion on something.
Yeah, but he was putting his thumbs down when we were talking about Hov. Sci-Fi ain't messing with my man Hov.
Oh, Sci-Fi. All right. Damn, that's crazy. But, yeah, so do you have a segment or anything? This is what I want to start doing, a segment that says, like, Ask Mez. Like, you can DM me questions or anything like that. I just started, like, the other day, so I only had a few. Somebody sent and said, my side chick recently got into a relationship, and now she doesn't want to let me hit it anymore. What is that about?
She got a man.
Yeah.
That was his side chick. So he got a girl, and then his side chick got a boyfriend.
Exactly.
So now she don't want to let him smash no more.
Yeah.
Because she got a man.
Yeah, so
she got morals now.
She's a homewrecker. She's not a cheater, nigga. That's all it means.
She got morals now.
Yeah.
She got some morals
now. So from a woman's point of view, because I don't know how to explain it. To me, that's all I can say is that she's cool with wrecking your home, but she's not a cheater.
I think that everyone's done their own share. I've done my share, dirt. I don't see her and gloat at, you know, situations happen.
Uh-huh.
But you got to go into them knowing what you're getting out of the situation. So how do I feel about her not want to smash him?
Yeah, just that part.
She just being loyal to her nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Respect, like, that, nigga. What's wrong with you?
She don't care that. And I feel that, though. Like, if you don't respect your relationship, I don't care about that. But I'm going to respect mine. So she don't care that you don't respect your relationship. So she was probably hurt. That was probably her side nigga to her other side niggas.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel as though she's just like, nah, I'm going to be loyal to my nigga, and you go find another chick that you could be disloyal to. Because, you know, he got a main chick, and now he got a side chick. And I'm pretty sure he had more than one side chick.
It's possible.
Y'all know, why y'all niggas be having?
That's a good point. See, I'm glad I had a female host for this, because that's all I have for you, but it makes sense how you broke it down.
I don't know. God, and why y'all get so offended when we, like, don't want to mess with y'all no more?
Are you talking about, like,
not
if you just...
Not you in general, just broad. I know... We know.
Guys, actually, I think women are more sensitive to that, because y'all not used to rejection. Yeah. Guys, nigga,
facts.
I go to, if you go to the club and talk to 10 different girls and get rejected by 9, you won't feel no type of way. You get one, cool. I'm good on that.
Yeah.
Women,
I used to be that way.
Like, remember I was telling you the homegirl, she thought just because I didn't want to fuck with her, she automatically assumed that I must have been fucking with niggas. I'm like, I was so offended by that. Like,
That's true, though, because, like, I know, like, when I go out, I'll be like, I know I get niggas, so, like, it don't mean anything. But if I don't go out looking
for... Oh, we seen you in Cuba.
Yo, I followed the boy on Facebook.
You did?
Two of the boys. Remember the one boy,
in the
Pedro?
Club?
The boy in the club I follow on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook.
And then the dude in
And then the poppy boy that was when we were getting
market?
Them. Yeah, when we were getting those Cuban sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
He be hitting me up on WhatsApp and stuff
that.
Yeah. I'll be talking to him in Spanish.
Cuba was popping.
Cuba was such a vibe, man.
Yeah.
That's probably the best vacation I've been on thus far.
Facts. Barcelona is my favorite city still.
Really?
Barcelona and Cuba, I love them.
Cuba was just like I humbled myself. I felt so humble going there, and it was so beautiful. Like,
oh yeah, I went with y'all when we went just randomly walking and started giving those kids money and candy.
I ended up staying in. I think I was hungover, but it just was.
Oh,
just,
you didn't go with us?
Nah, I was in the room. I was.
Who ran from that dog? Oh, that was Mish, right?
Mish, it was you, Mish, Shakir, Kat, Chanel.
Yeah.
And two of the other guys. What happened? They were supposed to plan another trip. We in the group chat. What happened to the
I don't even know what's going on with that. But I want to go back to Cuba so bad.
I want to go back to Cuba, too. Like, when I say that was an experience, like, it was, like, so humbling for me. Yeah. Like, when I came back home, I was so revived. Like, I felt so rejuvenated. Like,
yeah.
All the little problems that I think that we thought we had is nothing there, man. Yeah. What they say they make, like...
Nothing.
What's their yearly salary for, like, a doctor?
It was crumbs, basically.
It was, like, $300 a year, but it was, like, $80 a month and what a doctor makes in Cuba.
Yo, you remember, out of all them, everybody that was with us, it was Josh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we went there and did a, what you call it, what would you call it? Not a bartending class. Like,
oh, see, I left
you
that
didn't
day.
Go to that?
Shakir said it was so popping. I left that day.
The bartender wanted him so bad, but she didn't pick up on the vibe that he was gay. So we was in there dying laughing. And the crazy thing is, how many of us was it? Like 10 of us?
Yeah, it was
10. When I found out how many of us were going, I'm like,
I was so taken back by that. I'm not
like
even going to front. I'm not even going to front.
You know how hard it is to get 10 personalities together and be cool?
I'm not even going to front. I was really like, Cat played me.
Yeah, everybody was like, what the fuck, 10 people?
Yo, but when I tell you all the vibes, like, that was so amazing. And that's how I met Cat. Like, I met Cat through Diddy. And it was like, all right, Diddy was like, all right, I'm going to bring my friend. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to bring my girlfriend. And I met Cat, Nikita, and Chanel. Janelle.
Oh, Janelle. Yeah, that's her cousin. Yeah.
And it was all like, we all vibed out. And going somewhere with 10 people, like, out of the country and 10 personalities, staying in one house for like 5 days.
Yeah.
I felt like that shit was going to be like the real world. I was really anticipating, like, yo, it's about to be like the real world. I just want to have, like, you know, I just wanted vibes.
Right.
But you know what? It actually worked out so perfect. Kat did such a good job as far as like room and board, like where everyone stayed at, how we were spread out, but we all still did things together cohesively.
Exactly.
Some people were able to, like, go out and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kat did an amazing job. Shout out to Kat. Like,
shout
that shit was
Kat,
really,
sure.
Cuba was really a vibe.
Flight catches.
Absolutely. When's the next trip?
I don't know. Ain't no telling. But if you need any kind of trips, anything, hit up Flight Catches.
Yes, absolutely. You will not be disappointed. That's like the third trip Kat put us on. Like, we was good.
Where'd y'all go to?
We went to Mexico.
They went
to Mexico and they went to Jamaica. We went to Mexico, then they went to Jamaica. I didn't make Jamaica. Because I went to, I went to Coachella that year.
All right, so next. Oh, yeah, you went to Coachella. That was the year with Beyonce?
It's Beachella.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
It's Beachella.
Rihanna or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Rihanna.
Beyonce.
I'm going with
Rihanna. Why would you, as far as what?
Just everything.
Oh, right? No, you're drawling. You're drawling.
Philly shit.
Now, why is it Rihanna, though? I need to, you can't.
It's just everything about
this.
Her, though. Like, it's.
Don't get it twisted. Rihanna's like.
She's
that's
just
like
cool
sis.
To me.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But Beyonce's a vibe. She's inspiring. Like, people be thinking I'm this huge, like, Beyonce fan, like, I'm so obsessed with her. No, like, when I see Beyonce, her work ethic, she practiced, like we do podcasts and stuff like this, right? She practiced for 8 months for a 2-hour show.
Yeah, that's
8 months for a 2-hour show after giving birth to twins.
Yeah.
Like, that, how can't you be inspired by somebody
like
that?
Nah, she's up there as far as performance. Like,
creativity,
she's Michael Jackson, Beyonce. She's up there with that.
She's
with
Beyonce,
the legends.
Then Mike. Yeah.
All right, see, we're about to turn the mics off now. No pun intended. Oh, you really love Beyonce.
I just, the thing is, like, Beyonce still got a whole lot left in her tank.
Oh,
so
for sure.
We can say, like, you know, hypothetically, now it is Mike, but before it's all said and done, it's definitely going to be Beyonce than Mike.
Yeah.
They were just having a trending topic on Instagram, Chris Brown or Michael Jackson.
See, they
bugging with that.
All the way bugging. Like, Michael Jackson's that dude.
Michael Jackson's really that dude, though. Like, I was listening to him the other day in my car, and I'm like, yo, he was really on to some shit. Like,
all right, so while we're on Michael Jackson, do you believe he was...
Oh, someone just asked me this the other day. Do I believe he was touching little boys?
Yeah.
It's hard not to...
I do. I believe he was. Like,
when you look at footage and stuff now as an adult and you see nothing but little kids around, I believe that... Mm-hmm. He was just different.
Yeah.
I think he was different. And that's another thing I don't get, like, that whole...
Pedophilia?
Nah, I'm not with that.
Not at all.
But, like, I do believe that they're born that way.
Yeah.
I do believe they're born
that
way.
Yeah, because if you could believe that you're born gay, why not?
Right.
Yeah.
And why would a grown-ass man or a grown-ass woman want to touch little kids?
That shit is crazy.
That shit is crazy.
But it's also a learned behavior, because they say most of them who are have been touched as a youth, too.
I don't believe that.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I think that that's a cop out for black men too, because a lot of black men who come out gay always mm-hmm. say that. Like Oprah had a show on her show on OWN Network, and it was like all these black guys came out that they came out saying that they were gay, and then they all said that they were touched as kids. Yeah. I think that that's just I don't believe that all of them men were yeah. touched as kids.
Well, maybe not all, but I think it's a large majority.
All of them were saying that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Mike, I think he was like, there's no way you're not doing that.
So
like,
does that take away from his from who he was? If you believe that.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Like, but see, I can, as crazy as it might sound, because even when the R. Kelly thing happened, people were like, are you still going to listen to R. Kelly? I'm like, yeah, I could separate the music from who the person was.
It's hard with R. Kelly, because that nigga was singing about little girls.
Yeah, nah, yeah. R. Kelly was literally throwing it in our face.
He was singing.
That's why it's kind of hard to be like, hold up. Like, and we have evidence. Like, we don't really have evidence of, because, you know, I keep referring back to being a rat or being labeled any of those.
Right.
You got to have some type of proof. And R. Kelly has shown us plenty of proof. Like, he married Aaliyah when she was, like, 15.
Yo, I'm like, why wasn't that, like, an issue? I mean, that just goes to show, like, their parents. And that's another thing, like, systematic oppression. Like, the parents didn't even have knowledge to even be like, you knew that was wrong.
Yeah, they
but
did.
Because he was R. Kelly, he had a little bit of money, you guys let that shit go.
Yeah.
And, nah, I'm not here for that.
But, you know, I have this discussion a lot. And I be saying shit because sometimes something might make sense to me, but, like, a lot of the things that we have, like, who says you have to be 16? Like, who makes up the rules right. on how old you have to be before you have sex? Because according to nature, when you're ready to reproduce, a woman will have her period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so girls be having their period at 13, 10, exactly. So nature is basically saying you're ready to reproduce.
10 is too young
for it. Definitely, first of all, even if a 13-year-old, right,
mm-hmm.
I can't be attracted to it.
No,
it's not natural for me.
Right.
Now, if a 13-year-old boy has sex with a 13-year-old girl and he gets her pregnant, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But
I think that, like, first of all, kids are getting their period at, like, 10 now. Like, little girls,
mm-hmm.
that shit's in the food. Like, we really got to be mindful of all the shit that we're eating. I really do believe that, like,
it's
in the food. Because no 10-year-old girl should be getting her period. You don't even know what to do at 10 when you get your period. Even, like, at 14, 15, it's still, like, you still figuring that shit out.
Right.
So, at a 10-year-old girl, then there's so many, that leaves so much room for error. So many room for, like, little girls to, like, get pregnant. What's a 10-year-old girl going to do with a baby?
Nothing.
What's a 10-year-old girl going to do with an abortion? Like, that's going to scar
her
for
crazy.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I never even thought about an abortion
exactly,
for a 10-year-old.
Like, for a 10-year-old girl. And what's a 10-year-old girl doing having sex with someone who can, like, you know what I mean? So,
but sometimes it might not be consensual. It might be somebody taking advantage of her.
Exactly.
Even though it might seem consensual, like, she might be letting it happen, but somebody could, you know, be playing mind games with her. Like, sometimes, I don't know.
It's
man.
Scary out here. Then it's you're a father too. So it's like, how do you, like, luckily you have a son, but like, say you guys have a little daughter. Like, it's really scary out here. Like,
it is.
I got a niece, and like, anytime she be want to stay the night at any of her friends' house, and I'm not even her mom, I'd be like, absolutely not. Like, no, we don't know her dad. We don't know her uncle. We don't know her brother. We don't know. I know what it was like for me spending the night. And as a woman,
we weren't allowed.
Exactly. So, I remember spending the night at like my white friend's house. Yeah, they were my white friends.
Uh-huh.
And their brother used to always try to come in the room. Like always try to come. And he was older than us.
On like, some left shit or?
On just like, what's up?
Word?
Yeah, mind you, he just sent me a friend request on Facebook, denied. Like, I'm still bothered by what you did to me, what you tried to do back then. Like, he ain't ever do anything, but it's just still like, he used to be, and I used to hate sleeping over there. Cause I used to be like, yo, your brother always coming in the room in the middle of the night trying to say what's up. But men also do think like, I don't know what it's like for a little boy to think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but how old was he and how old were you?
He wasn't that much older than us. Like, what am I? I'm 31 now. He's probably like 34, 35. But still, I wasn't even attracted to him. Like, boy, get out of here. But he always wanted to come in the room. Like, mm-hmm. always. Like, yo, you up? No, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
But so now when I look at him, I'm like, you've been a creep. You still a creep.
Decline.
Like, still.
Yeah, my parents did not play that spending the night somewhere else. It's probably like two houses I was allowed to spend a night.
Now, my niece, I'm like, no, you can't spend a night nowhere. Yeah. They can come here.
That was my mom's favorite line.
They can
and back
come
then,
here.
I used to be like, yo, she's the fun
and then
police.
You want to get out. Exactly. You want to get out of your house. Like, you want to go have some fun.
Exactly.
But it's like, your mom was on to some shit.
Nah,
she knew.
Definitely knew. Yeah.
She knew what was going on.
That's crazy. All right, so I had another question. It says, I wish I'd have had more time. I should have put this shit out before, but, what does it mean when a woman says she's a free spirit? She's a hoe, nigga. That's what that means.
That's what someone said?
That's the question. My answer is she's a hoe.
You think so?
What the fuck is a free spirit?
I don't know. I never said that I was a free spirit.
No, no, not you.
No, I'm just saying, like, I never used that as, like, oh, I'm a free spirit. People, there's so much terminology right now. Like, people be like polyamorous and stuff like that. I don't even know what the hell that means.
I think that's the shit where you just date any human being as long as it's, it doesn't matter
like
what they
poly.
Are.
Poly. I'd be like, what is poly? Like, if I don't be hip to all this stuff. I think
as, like, let's just say you would be able to date a man, a woman, a transgender. Horse. No, I think you got to be a human being.
No, but I'm a free spirit. I guess it's just someone who's just living life. Like, why would she be a hoe? Why would she be considered a hoe because she says she
polyamory? Man, that's crazy. That's definitely it. Oh, the practice of engaging in multiple sexual relationships with the consent of all people involved. Oh. So there's another name then. It's not that name. Because me and Debo were just talking about this. It's some name, and you pretty much could date any.
So does that make a person a hoe?
What?
Because she's poly? Because niggas be poly all day.
But that's the double standard. Like, right. Pansexual. That's exactly. Pansexual. Yeah. That's the one.
Also, pansexual is you can date anybody, like tranny, transgender, male, female. Exactly. And then polyamorous is like you're just like free.
Yeah, it's like polygamy. You could date. Yeah.
Polygamy. How you feel about polygamy?
It's already hard enough to keep one woman happy. How the fuck you gonna keep 10? Unless you want some real like old school shit where
you taking care of everybody.
Nah, but just women like I don't want to sound like the male chauvinist, but like back in the day, like women, there was positions that a man played and a woman played. Now, if you're going to play certain positions and stick to them, then it might work, but then I'd be selfish with it. Like, it'd be me and like six wives. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be me and a couple other niggas. Like,
no, so you don't want, they can't have other guys?
Hell no. The fuck?
What's wrong with y'all?
Ain't no way. Niggas is selfish.
I wouldn't, like you said, like it'd be so stressful with one guy, like let alone having all these different other guys. Yeah. And polygamy, I'm not really into that unless the situation probably presented itself to where it was like, oh, this could work. But knowing me, I'm way too crazy for that. So it's like
I'd rather just be single than do that.
Exactly, because then you can live your best life with no ties to anybody.
Not being on probation in a sense.
Do you guys really feel like you're on probation when you be in a relationship?
When you're young, yeah, when you're trying to really live your life, yeah. But when you grown, nah, it's not like that. It depends on who you're with. I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I think it takes the right person to really make you want to just like. And I think we get like we old. Like I think it's time to like to chill.
Yeah.
Sometimes I be wanting to chill. Sometimes I be wanting to live my best life. So I'm stuck in between hot girl summer and living my best life.
I enjoy staying home now. Like
me too, though.
Yeah. If it ain't like go out of town, like go to a trip, do something like that, I don't be wanting to.
But I've been partying since I was like, before I was even 21. Like, I was like 17 in these bars, in these clubs, drinking, you know, turned up, doing things that people are just now doing. So now when I go out, it's more so like, y'all still doing the same thing I did when I was young. So
you bartended too, also, didn't you?
I bartend for like five. I still do bartend. Okay. Like on the weekends, like Fridays, I bartend.
You was at Onyx, Philly?
Mm-hmm. Me and Diddy was there. Onyx was popping. Did you come to Onyx?
No, we went
to. We took the Vanity.
Yeah, Vanity is where we went to. Grand.
That was popping that night.
Yeah, it got popping later. When we first got in there, I was like, what the fuck is this?
It got popping like right, I got there at 2 when I got off. I was bartending. I came
Roots Picnic.
Like
that was the Roots Picnic, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that Roots Picnic was kind of a snooze.
You think, no, at the end it was because it rained.
But nah, you was living.
All my favorite
like
rappers were there.
I didn't really like the lineup like that. This past year was popping. They moved it to a different venue. So they had like a lot of my favorite artists there. I like R&B, so like her headline. There's a couple people there. Ari Lennox was there. It was popping.
I heard she's popping.
She's so lit, man. She's a vibe.
Really?
Ari Lennox is really lit. And Lizzo. Lizzo performed at Made in America. She's a whole vibe.
With Charlotte's own DaBaby, right? DaBaby was there.
Yeah, I like DaBaby.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's a vibe. He had the whole crowd lit.
Yeah, DaBaby's dope.
He's dope. And he can rap.
Yeah, he's definitely a good rapper.
He's not like a mumble rapper like these new dudes. He really can rap.
It's good to see Charlotte's first like big face is not like a mumble rapper.
Is he like y'all first like real rapper out here?
Basically, yeah. From Charlotte, yeah. Hell yeah.
Damn, like living in Philly, like there's so many rappers. Yeah.
To the level he's on, yeah.
And if he keep going, he's gonna be big time.
Nah, he's definitely on his way. Like he's a superstar, like from the jump.
Like he is. And he but you know what I like about him? He's like a real guy too. Like he appears to be like a real ass So, you know, I watched his interview on The Breakfast Club. I'm like, oh, he like there. And I heard his little situation at like the Walmart out here. Yeah. But the way he explained it, it wasn't like how the media perceived it to be. Like, you know what I mean? It was, you know, I like him. Yeah. I like Meg Thee Stallion too. She's gonna be big too.
Oh yeah, she's Meg definitely Thee Stallion. Doing her thing. Yeah,
it's like there's some like I feel like rap is kind of back a little bit.
Yeah, it never really went anywhere. I think it's just
the transition. I can't get into these new young artists though.
Oh really? Yeah, it's a lot of them who just it's like any era you look at, there's always like real rappers there. It's just if you're really looking for them, like who's the spotlight is only gonna be on certain people. But
right, you listen to Jeezy's new album?
I did, and I don't know. I just
nah. We weren't impressed either.
Okay, I thought I was bugging. I'm like,
and
I heard
I'm a Jeezy fan. Yeah, I wasn't me too. Impressed. It was kind of like redundant.
Yeah.
Like, and I think this is his last TM10. Like his, you know, this is his last album exactly. for that. And I guess he moving on to different things. I think Rick Ross had a better album than Jeezy.
Oh, for sure.
I expected
that from Ross.
But I don't know. The last album he put out was good, but the couple albums before that, I wasn't really feeling.
There's a lot of underrated. Rick Ross albums, like Hood Billionaire, to me is one of his.
That's one of his best albums.
But it's so underrated.
That's the one we had the suit on. No, that's the one. That was the one prior to that.
The suit on which one? I don't remember which one he had the suit.
Teflon
on.
Teflon Don had the suit.
Oh no, that shit was fire.
No, that was fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Rick Ross is underrated. I think more than like people don't really like give him his credit. Even when he rapped on that Meek Mill track with Jay.
Oh, he killed it.
Everyone was talking about Hover's, which was still good.
Because
it's Hove. But you know, I think Rick Ross had a really fire verse too.
Shout out to Meek too, Philly.
Man, Meek really doing his thing.
Yeah.
Jay put him under his wing and like set him up. He set up like I think he's like part ownership of Lids. Lids is like a hat store.
Oh yeah,
store,
yeah. We got him here too. We got. Yeah, I think it's nationwide.
Did y'all get the DC hats? We just bought a couple DC.
I haven't been in there either.
Yeah, we just bought a couple DC hats. He do a lot for Philly.
Yeah.
He's off probation. Finally. How you feel about that? Like, did you ever?
She definitely was the worst. Like, I felt bad for him. Yeah, the Free Meek.
Yeah,
I watched
that was good.
On Amazon.
That made me like really like get more into like who he was and his situation.
I've been following Meek since he was a battle rapper, like on YouTube, right. Like well, street DVDs first because I was into street DVDs heavy.
We all were. That's like the East Coast thing, exactly. Like up North East Coast thing. Yeah. We all did that.
Philly got some of the best rappers ever to me. Like,
so I see Casanova, that's his name, doing that.
So Brooklyn.
So
Challenge.
Brooklyn, yeah. And he got almost all Philly people on his page. Yeah. He said Philly killing it.
Cause like you can't have like raw rap without having Philly involved. Like Philly from day one, like they just Beanie Siegel, Black Thought, like they're just certain exists.
I love Black Thought, man.
His breath control alone, period. Like he'll rap for like 4 or 5 minutes straight and won't
skip
a beat.
He was there when he was at the Roots picnic. He was
you know what the crazy thing is? There's a dude who looks just like him in Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I run into him here and there when we go out of town somewhere. Like I ran into him in certain places, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you see somebody from your hometown, so Diddy walks us back there or whatever. Danette, this is not P. Diddy, so right. Danette. So we go to the chill area at the Roots picnic, and I think I'm seeing the homie. Mm-hmm. So I walk up to him, like, it was only like 4 or 5 of us in there. So I'm like, yo, what's up, homie? Dap him, he talk back and forth for like 2-3 minutes, and then I walk off. And then Danette comes by, and she's like, You know Black Thought? I was like, what? Black Thought? I'm like, oh shit, I thought that was the homie from Charlotte. We'd start dying laughing. I'm like, nah, I would have never walked up on him like that. Like, I'm not the type of nigga to walk up on celebrities.
Me either. Like, I got a crazy pick with Cardi B though. Did you see
that? Yeah.
I was there. It was like the right moment. Yeah.
But y'all in concert,
I'm mad, like super chill. Yeah. But it was just like, how can I not get this? She literally pulled up right behind me. And I was like, how can I not get this flick real quick?
Exactly.
Then we saw Beyonce, like B walking right by us. Granny, you just know how much I love B.
Yeah.
Anybody else would have ran up to her. I'm just like, I gotta play it cool. But I'm never a person to just be like, yo, what's up? You know?
Yeah, because we had the artist pass, so we were back there with like any celebrity you could think
Fab
of. We was back there.
And I love Fab.
Yeah. But I could never walk up to somebody and be like, yo, let me get a picture.
I would never.
I can't do it.
I'll ask for a picture. I'm not going front, but I'm a girl.
But
so.
That's different. See, to me, and then another thing is, all right, so I fuck with Fab. Let's just say Fab or Jadakiss or anybody. Like, if I walk up to them and I'd be like, yo, let me get a picture, and they say no. You know, that's a rap for these niggas. Like, you'll feel some type of way about it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even want
them niggas no more. Yeah,
I just don't want that type of.
Fab followed me on Twitter.
Thor, he had it lit on Twitter.
Yo, he had Twitter pop, and Twitter's still like a thing.
Yeah.
And I think that you definitely should get on there too, as far as like promoting your podcast.
Really, I'm gonna get on it. I got an account. I just ain't been on it.
Yeah,
in
just
forever.
Activated. Like that's what I did. Yeah. I started getting back on Twitter, especially when I've been needing to get a break of like, you know, Instagram, just looking at pictures, reading some things, actually, like, you know, like, stimulates my mind. So I'm on Twitter. Philly Twitter is just a whole vibe in itself.
So like when you saying Philly Twitter, is it a hashtag that you follow?
Yeah, hashtag Philly Twitter. Okay. And then you'll see like,
oh, so just, like Black Twitter, like, yeah, something like that. Okay. So,
and like anytime like award shows are on, Philly Twitter is like crazy.
Really?
Philly's really wild though. Like, nah, I have for a sure. love hate relationship with the city. Like, I love Philly because it's like, you know, I'm not from there. I'm from a small town like an hour away.
But oh, really?
Yeah, I'm from Redding. Okay. Redding, PA. Yeah. But I moved to Philly in 2009, and you know, I'll never go back to where, like, the city that I'm from. But mm-hmm. Philly has taught me so many things, and it's like I'm so inspired there. But it's like, yo, Philly got some shit with it. Like, really? I saw a meme. It was like, New York is inspiring, LA is beautiful, San Francisco is life changing. It was like Philly blank. And it said, like, I forgot what other city was on there, but yeah, Philly's like, it has the potential to be so great because it's, yeah, like a good balance. It's like New York is like, you know, fast paced, mm-hmm, and Philly's fast paced too, but it's still like very mellow at times. So yeah, it has the perfect balance for anyone who's looking for like that balance. But
Philly's hood as fuck.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
I don't be into none of that, so I don't know.
You in North Philly right now?
I live in North Philly, but it's like my North Philly is not the North Philly that the cops are getting shot at.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say North Philly is like,
yeah, y'all. That's because that's where Meek talk about. Like, mm-hmm, I'm from like, I'm not where I'm from, where I live, that's like, so Philly's huge, though. You gotta understand, Philly's, yeah, huge. So it's like South Philly, North Philly, West Philly, Northeast, and then Southwest and all the other little boroughs, whatever. So North Philly can be like, I live in like this little small section of North Philly. North Philly goes back so far. It's like, and there'd be trenches. I was driving the other day and I'm like, oh, this is the North Philly that Meek be talk about in his raps. Yeah. It's really real out there. Even when in the documentary he was talking about, like, that part of Philly is, like, the real, like, hood trenches.
Yeah.
Where he talks about, like, bulls on a corner with their face balled up. That's real North Philly. Like, it's really like that there.
Yeah. That's why when you say you're North Philly, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, from what I was always portrayed.
But if you go there now, like, it's gentrified. All, yeah, that shit is gentrifying. They're gentrifying the whole, like, inner city. They're pushing, like, all the people, the blacks, the, you know, the, yeah, minorities out and pushing them up towards, like, the Northeast. And then everything is gentrified.
So where's Broad Street?
I live off of Broad Street. Broad Street's like a main street that runs from north to south.
Oh, it's a main street. Okay, mm-hmm,
all
right.
So it's like, it'll run from like all the way far north, like uptown. You know, we talk about uptown, yeah, areas, and then like to southwest.
Because we was in an Uber in Philly, and it was a white lady, and she was telling us about Philly. And I was like, because just from listening to Beanie Sigel, he always calls, mm-hmm, himself the Broad Street Bully.
Because that means he was running the whole city.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like that shit must be a hood, like, nah. So I'm like, you're not from Broad Street, are you? And she, just trying to make a joke, she's like, yeah, actually I am. I'm like, what the fuck?
It was
like,
a white woman? Yeah, yeah, they so live like, on Broad Street now. That's how gentrified it
that's
is.
That's crazy.
And it's like, yeah, but Broad Street, Philly's so like, Philly's one of them cities where it's like, one block can be really nice, like the block I live on, really nice. Yeah. The next block, trenches. Like, that's just how it is, because it's like transitioning. But it's not like, so like, when people be like, even when the cops were getting shot at, right?
Yeah.
Shakira calls me like, hey, are you good? I'm like, girl, I'm in the bed. What happened? Yeah. I didn't even know what was going on. She's like, cops are getting shot at in North Philly. I'm like, well, that's the real North Philly. I don't live in, you know, I live in the Caucasian part. Yeah. You know, I call my, I'm like hood adjacent. But, hood adjacent to it. But it's, yeah, like, I mean, I'm from this. I appreciate the city, though. Like, I appreciate, like, all the things that I get from the city. Like, mm-hmm, I don't mind seeing, like, the little kids. Like, I don't know. I don't need to be nowhere where it's too gentrified.
Yeah.
I like knowing that I feel safe, but I don't not feel safe in, like, those other parts of the city anyway, though. Like, I think I can put me anywhere I'm good. But, yeah, North Philly, cool. You got to come pull up.
Yeah, we're going to pull up again. We got to come out there. I got to get on your podcast.
Yeah, Woo definitely. Child. Woo Child, the podcast, man. We be bidding on
that. 1 year in, right?
How you feel like when you just started this year, so you got a whole nother year?
Yeah, I just put out that first season. This one, I'm going to just throw it out there just because I wanted, right, to just touch on a few things that people were saying, like answering a couple questions, how, like, people were really thinking, like, some of the opinions are mine. And I'm like, listen, I'm just getting reaction
that's
out of people.
That's good, though, man. That's, yeah, good, though.
I, like, love the feedback. So don't take this the wrong way, y'all. So whatever feedback y'all got, let me know. And
yeah, 1 year is, like, the crazy thing about it was, when you do something that you love, you don't even know, like, how fast time flies. Like, I didn't know it was a year until Facebook really told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then I was like, oh, it's a year? Yeah. I knew that it was coming up, but I didn't really know, like, oh, shit, it's really been a whole solid year. So when you, yeah, do something that you love, you're not sitting there counting the days. Like, there's been, yeah, plenty of other projects that I did that I didn't make it past a year, mm-hmm, with consistency. Like, we had our ups and downs, but I think it's more about being consistent. One advice I can give you is just, like, you being consistent. Like, if people, yeah, are going to cancel you, people are going to flake, you just got to, you know, come through, put episodes out, do you. And, like, yeah, eventually everything will start rolling for you.
When I first started, I had people just cancel. Like, I'll tell them, they'll cancel like an hour before. Like, I'll hit them like, yo, this is the address. Pull up, like, yo, I can't make it. I'm like, my nigga, it's an hour before we're supposed to record.
I done booked the studio session and all that. Like,
I can't even tell you how many sessions we recorded and just had to scrap because it'll be like outdated. That's why I really don't try to talk too much about current events, just in case I got to wait a week or two to put it out. But now everybody hit me. Like, I was really surprised about the feedback I was getting. Like, I wasn't expecting this many people to support
it. People wouldn't be believing in you until you do some shit. Like, with the podcast, no one wanted to be on our episode. Like, no one wanted to be a guest the same. Like, everyone was just like, nah, I don't got nothing to talk about. I'm like, it's conversational. The same way me and you have a conversation, you can come and talk about it. Like, you don't got to be a, you know, a super genius or anything.
Right.
Now that we start putting stuff out, people start, you know, putting feedback. Everybody want to join. Everybody want to hop on.
They see how many people reposting it. And show. Like, it's people I don't even know who just be hitting me up. Like, just randomly, like, yo, I saw it off your homie's page, and now I'm listening. Good, keep up the good work. To be honest with you, me and Safa, I spoke to him about a podcast probably like almost 2 years ago, and he was like, just do it. And I'm like, all right. And I just kept procrastinating. And then he has one called the African Booty Scratches. So
I think I heard of that.
Yeah, I was on there, and that's the one
I probably seen.
Yeah,
yeah.
So at like probably a year and a half after me and him spoke, he was like, I hit him up like, yo, I love the podcast. He's like, yo, come on. I'm like, I'm definitely coming on. I came on, and it just felt cool. Like, it felt natural. Like, that's I'm like, yo, you know what? So, and he kept, he's like, yo, just do it. Just, all you got to do is start it.
All you got to do is just come here and start. That's how we felt. KK brought it to me. Like, the podcast, KK brought it. I got asked to be on two different podcasts.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed to be, like, four of us. It was, like, two girls I ain't know. So, I'm like, I already don't know these girls' personality. I know my personality. And then they end up, like, canceling. It was a year goes by. And then I remember hitting KK up, like, yo, what's up with the podcast? Like, you brought it to my attention. Now I don't hear nothing from you.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, the two girls, they flake, whatever. And I'm like, all right, well, it's still me and you.
Exactly.
We brainstormed. We came up with a name. And, like, you know, KK and I, like, I really love her energy. I think we have really good energy. I think we vibe well. And I don't want to do a podcast without KK ever.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, just like, riding that 1 year. Like, when I tell you you're going to have some bumps in the road.
For sure.
I actually appreciate what you did as far as, like, the season. Because it made it so much easier, in a sense, for you.
Yeah.
For us, it'd be, like, weather permitting. Like, sometimes KK can't get to my crib. Sometimes I don't feel like producing. Sometimes I don't feel like getting up. I don't feel like doing none of that shit. But having a partner does, you know, push and motivate you. Like, I'd be like, yo, some days I'd be like, I wish she don't come, she don't call. She'd be like, I'm outside. I'd be like, all right, now we really got to record. Yeah. But you need that. So, but what you know, you, 1 year, that's just going to go by so fast.
It'll be here before
be
I know
consistent.
It.
I really love your podcast. I love the energy. I love, like, you know, the different point of views you have.
Yeah.
Your one friend who, I forget his name. He is funny. The one who was talking, when it was the first episode, I think, where you guys were
snitching?
Talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's either Fresh or Living.
Living. It's probably Living. Is it Living?
Which, what were they talking about? Like, which part? Or
they were just, because the thing is, I was listening to it on a plane, so I listened to, like, different episodes. Like,
Fresh, and the thing, you know what happens is people start, like, you know, when you first start talking, you like, yo, the microphone is on and everything. But once the drinks start flowing, sometimes motherfuckers forget it's microphones on.
Exactly.
They just be talking.
And that's why I like to drink when I'm recording too.
Yeah.
Like, KK don't drink, she be smoking. I'd be like, let me pour me a glass of
wine. Oh, no, I could never smoke and
I'll be stuck.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, you have, like, a really good energy, really good vibe. Production sounds great. Like, I'm here
Shout out to Safa.
Umbrella Minds. Nah, it's good though. Like, you came out, I was like, damn, he came out strong.
Yeah.
Our few episodes, we was like working. I'm still working on, like, our sound, but we still put it out. That's the thing for me. It's like, I'm cool with learning as I go.
Yeah.
So, like,
that's the best teacher though. Experience, like, because I'm talking about since when I put it out, we had probably started recording maybe 2 to 3 months before. And I just kept, like, yo, what I'm going to do, I got to get this production right. I got to get advertisement right. I got to just...
And then that shit will stunt your growth. It, like, it'll
really
make you
is.
Be like, nah, I can't put it out. I got to wait for... Nah. I'd be like, we putting it out, we'll figure... Like, one episode we put out, it was a crazy echo. I was so
hyped. I heard the episode.
And I didn't want to put it out, but KK's like, just put it out. We could delete it. But it was like a learning experience. The way I was recording it, like, I had the echo on, the reverb was on. I couldn't take it off. I didn't know how to. So, you know, it's a learning experience. Now the next episode sounds way better. You know, it's just... I'm just here for, like, making mistakes, learning, and still, like, being cool. Because we actually got people to hit us up as far as, like, advertisement and stuff like that with our sound being that way, so...
That's what my next step is. I want some advertisement dollars.
We're going to do, like, a little event, like a live podcast event in Philly. We're going to do, like... We wanted to do it for our one-year anniversary, but...
Yeah.
Shit didn't happen, like, the way it was supposed to. But we definitely want to do, like, a live event. I want to do, like, a little tour, too. Like, I want us to get popping enough to where it's, like, we can go to different cities and, like,
yeah,
have, like, a
yeah.
little tour. Because I see people doing it, and I'm like, yeah, we've been...
It's possible.
It's possible.
Because now, as long as you got Wi-Fi and a microphone,
absolutely,
you can reach anybody in the world. Like, do you check out your analytics?
Yeah, I look at my analytics all the time.
Sci-fi. It was motherfuckers looking at, listening to it from Australia, Bangkok, countries I never even heard of. Bangkok, I'm like, how the fuck is this popping up? Like, who's over there?
And it's crazy now, like, on my Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, how did that get over there? Like, you talking about people.
Who's over there? No, like, on my Instagram, I be having, like, lately, I've been having, like, people who are, like, verified beyond my account now. Like, I don't know. Like, it's, like, every time I post a story, like, at least 10 people who are verified are watching my stories, tuning in, like, you know, chiming into our posts and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, where the hell you find me from? Like, yeah. So it is what it is. You know, social media is like a gift and a curse. Like, you can, this shit can really jump with social media. So
I've been snatching people's phones. Like, yo, let me see that. You got iPhones?
I'm gonna use that.
Yeah. I downloaded my shit.
And then it gives you an alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I get an alert. So, yeah, man, a year down. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, it felt like a whole load off my shoulders at once. Like, because I was nervous when I put it out. I was like, damn, is this shit gonna stick? Are people gonna like it? And the crazy thing is, The last episode, the questions episode, that we didn't even have a topic. Like, when I came in here, I had my boy Debo and Sci-Fi was on it, and we were just sitting here, like, maybe for like 20 minutes trying to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes those are the best episodes.
The one that gets the most, that got the most hits so far. And I'm like, that's the one I was nervous about when I put it out. I'm like, damn, niggas might not like this, even though it's just friends talking. But I'm like, but they don't know us. But
it don't people matter. I'm always nervous putting out an episode. Like, I'm always like, damn, how are people going to take this?
And exactly.
Like, it is what it is. Like, you put it out. Do you listen to your episodes after you?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I really don't.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, I'll be.
I listen to them when I edit it and stuff like that, and then I'm like, okay, I'm off that. Like, I really put it past me.
And see, that's what I meant to talk to Sci-Fi, but like, sometimes I'll be overthinking. I'm like, damn, did that sound right?
And that's what I don't want to do. Yeah. And that's why I just be like, after that, it's a wrap for me. Like, on to the next episode.
Right.
Shakir was playing it in the car, and I'm like, girl, I don't want to hear this. Like, I do, but then, because like, I'd be like, yo, we're crazy as hell. But I'd be like, I don't want to hear it. I'll be on to the next.
Yeah.
But after I edit it, it's like a wrap. Like, it's done next.
So you don't go back at all? Like, even when they're on iTunes, you don't listen to them?
Yeah, like, sometimes they'll play, and I was putting together like a funny clip, and I'm like, yo, we really are fucking funny and shit. But like, I don't really care to go back and listen to them that much. No.
And the things that people find funny that I was saying is stuff that I wouldn't think it was funny. Like, like that, you thought that was funny? Like,
It's crazy, like, how people interpret shit. Man, so, like, yeah, true. So. It was good, though. I was excited for you. When you put it out, I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. Like, because I know what that feeling's like. I know being nervous. I know, like, being like, how are people going to take to this? And you got mad love. Like, that's good. Because you're, like I said, a real dude. So people are going to, like, fuck with you. They're going to support you. They're going to do that. Just be consistent with it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be consistent. I think Sci-Fi ain't even going to let me not be consistent.
Right.
But, damn, thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate that for real.
I'm sorry. Thank you for having me. Thank you for supplying me with the deuce. I'm a little buzz right now.
Yeah, why not?
Thank you so much, Mez. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Sci-Fi, got anything you want to say? Peace.
Peace out.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.